This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The race for Colorado's two open congressional seats is generating lots of interest. But as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, the Democratic candidates continue to outraise Republicans.
In the toss-up race for the 8th congressional district, Democrat Yadira Caraveo raised about $1.5 million, according to the latest campaign finance filings. She has over $500,000 left to spend in the coming weeks. Republican candidate Barbara Kirkmeyer raised about $670,000 and has just over $300,000 cash on hand. Despite the numbers, many analysts give Kirkmeyer an edge in the race. In the 7th congressional district, Democrat Brittany Pedersen raised over $1 million. Republican Eric Odlin raised over $600,000. Pedersen is in a much stronger position in the last few weeks with almost $900,000 cash on hand. Odlin has less than $75,000. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And zooming in closer to one of those congressional races, Donald Trump took a swipe at GOP Senate candidate Joe O'Dea Monday. The attack came after O'Dea claimed he would campaign against Trump if the former president were to run again in the 2024 election. O'Dea's opponent, incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, says the rebuke against Trump comes too late.
That doesn't make him a moderate. That makes him a political opportunist who is changing his tune because he's in a general election. That's not moderate. And Colorado hates that. They want people that say the same thing in their primary that they say in the general election, and they say the same thing in rural Colorado that they say in urban Colorado.
Bennett reminded voters Monday that O'Dea voted for Trump twice. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. You can find these stories and our voter guide at cpr.org.